So, it was going to be Sir Jonathan Miller on further reflection, but he didn't make it to the lunch. Instead, it's Barry Cryer giving us a lot of his parrot jokes and more. Sponsored by Doro, number one in the senior mobile market.
Did you notice that neither of our speakers had any written notes? Right. And wishes to Jonathan again. I didn't do the ritual parrot joke earlier on, which is a new part of our convention, so I'll do it now. And feel free to join in the end if you know it. Woman went into a shop to buy a parrot. There's a beautiful blue and gold job there, and she said to the man, "He's gorgeous, how much?" He said, 20 quid. She said, 20 quid? He's beautiful. He said, "Well, I've got to be honest with you, it's got a bit of form, a bit of history. He was in a brothel, and to put it delicately, he's got quite an extensive vocabulary." And she said, £20, I'll take a chance on that. So she took the parrot back to her flat, took the cover off, and the parrot looked round the flat and said, "New place, very nice." And her two daughters walked in, and the parrot said, "New place, new girls, very nice indeed." And her husband walked in, and the parrot said, "Hello, Keith." Now, been a plethora of parrot jokes in our business. A guy got upset with his parrot. He was swearing too much. And he told his friend, and his friend said, "Put him in the fridge for 5 minutes. He'll get the message." So he went back home, and he said to his parrot, "You're going to stop swearing?" And the parrot said, "Why don't you..." So he put him in the fridge, timed 5 minutes and took him out. He said, "You're going to stop swearing?" And the parrot said, "All right." And the parrot looked back in the fridge and said, "What did that chicken do?" Now, what... I got very early in life a love of Jewish humour. I am not Jewish, and our local rabbi calls me honorary Jew, friend of the family, which I think is lovely. And you won't believe this, I'm known for parrot jokes now. And I'm in Norwich the other week. This is true. And a man came up and said to me, in Norwich, he said, "You like parrot jokes, don't you?" I said, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "Jewish parrot joke?" I said, "I'm listening, tell me." So he said, "Morrie, the stereotype, the jolly stereotype, goes into a shop and he sees this parrot on its perch going, he thinks, that is amazing, that's a canter doing our service. And he said to the man, "How much?" And the man said, "Sorry, it's 100 quid. He said, "I'll take it." So he goes to shul, the synagogue, with his parrot. And they all say, "What are you doing with that parrot?" He said, "You won't believe this parrot. It can do a canter doing our service." And they said, "Oh, stop it, rubbish." He said, "All right, put your bets on." Collects a lot of money. So now the whole congregation are there. The parrot's up on the perch. He's at the back going, nothing, silence. He's utterly humiliated. He has to pay out on all the bets. He's furious. He took the parrot outside and shook it and said, "Why did you stay silent?" And the parrot said, "Morrie, think of the odds next week." Enough. Apropos of nothing, a joke I heard, I told you, did I tell anybody? Joke I heard yesterday. I love it. My business is jokes, but I think the good joke is like a little play. When it starts, you go, "Ooh, what happened then?" And I just love the start of this joke. Angelina Jolie, Tom Thumb, and Quasimodo are having a drink. Not a bad start, is it? And Angelina Jolie said, "I've been called the most beautiful woman in the world." And Tom Thumb said, "They call me the smallest man in the world." And dear Quasimodo said, "They call me the ugliest man in the world." And they thought it'd be fun to go to the Guinness Book of Records and do interviews and get themselves established in the book. They thought that'd be a funny idea. So they go, Angelina goes in, comes out beaming. She says, "I am now officially the most beautiful woman in the world." Tom Thumb goes in for his interview, comes out. He said, "I've cracked it. I am now officially in the book as the smallest man in the world." Quasimodo went in and he came out and he said, "Who's Alan Sugar?" Now, Oh, dear. Closing, not a parrot joke. I love this joke. It's a ritualistic joke with me. Woman in bed with a man she should not be with. The husband was in Hong Kong. Classic start to any joke, the sound of the key in the lock. And she said to man, get out, get out. And he scampered into the bathroom. And her husband entered, obviously unexpectedly early, and seeing his wife, as you might say, au naturel, he said, what's all this, darling? She said, oh, I have missed you. Welcome home. You must have jet lag. Come to bed. He said, oh, that's beautiful. I'll just pop in the bathroom. Yeah. Ah. And he went in the bathroom, and there was a man barefoot to the neck. Going. He said, who are you? He said, counsel. He said, what are you doing? He said, your wife rang up and said the flat was infested with moths. He said, but you're naked. He said, the bastards. Now. Enough, enough. Thanks to Tom and Ian and best wishes to Jonathan. And bless you all for coming here today. As I said, my name is Brad Pitt. Thank you very much indeed.
The Oldie Magazine Recordings. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for The Oldie 2015.